It's the new Bob Hope Show, a holiday spectacular. Good morning, everyone. I'm Steve Brown welcoming you to the WGTD Radio Theater, and we're coming to you live from beautiful Lake Lawn Resort in Delavan, Wisconsin. As always, support for the WGTD Radio Theater comes from the Kenosha Law Firm of Aaliyah Dumay, Dunn & McTernan, Lake Lawn Resort, right on Lake Delavan in Delavan, Wisconsin, and also the Brown Oster Performing Arts Foundation in Salem, Wisconsin. Today's show was written by Steve Brown and Mike Ostrup and directed by Vicky Dumay. And our stars are from the 91.1 Players. We have two great bands, a lot of great singing, some special skits, dancing girls. Well, maybe not dancing girls, but it's radio. So pretend there are dancing girls and some very special guests. The village president of Williams Bay, Wisconsin, the Honorable John Mara, and the president of the Williams Bay Women's Civic League, Helena Mara. And now, ladies and gentlemen, Bob Hope's Holiday Spectacular, and now here's the man you've been waiting for, a profile that you'll never forget, world traveler and lead actor in any film in which Bing Crosby appears. Here's Bob Hope, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. Great to be here at Lake Lawn Resort in Delavan, Wisconsin. Wendell Niles, are you here, Wendell?
Yes, Bob, I'm here.
Whew. They have you billed as my number one sidekick, and then I didn't know where you were.
Nothing to worry about. I'm here, Bob.
So what's in store for me, Wendell?
It's going to be quite a show, Bob. I hope you're up to it.
I'm up for anything today, Wendell. Yes, folks, this is Bob, Lake Lawn Resort Hope. You know, I wish they'd make up their minds in the Pentagon about where we are sending troops. I had to get used to the cold in Afghanistan, and I had to get used to the heat and sand in Iraq. Then we sent troops to Australia, now Eastern Europe. We're back in Iraq. And now I'm here in the cold snow and rain here in lovely, foggy Wisconsin. Well, you know what they say, join the service, see the world. I just wish we'd pick one climate to send troops to so I could just have one wardrobe.
Well, Bob, if you'd watch your weight, you could stop having to get new wardrobe, too.
Everyone wants to get in the act. Hey, you should have seen the reception I got at the airport.
I guess they were expecting to see Crosby with you.
Hey, come on. I mean, really.
So they really were there to see Crosby.
Yeah, very funny. What a crowd, though. And it's been a while since I've flown.
You mean you flew commercial, Bob? Not on one of your private jets?
Private jets, come on. You must have me mixed up with Crosby again. It's amazing what selling orange juice will buy for you.
Did the TSA go easy on you?
Well, if you mean one heck of a thorough pat-down is easy, yeah, I guess.
A pat-down? Didn't you walk through the full-body scanner?
I started to, but they said I had too full of a body.
Did you have to take off your shoes?
They said I didn't have to. Said something about the Geneva Convention outlawing gas warfare.
Did you fly into Mitchell or O'Hare?
Hey, let me tell you, Mitchell and Milwaukee, of course. Where else but Milwaukee can you get an airport meal with bratwurst, knackwurst, Polish sausage, and kraut, and then buy some cheddar cheese for the trip home?
No wonder you're always needing bigger trousers.
True, but what a way to go. Sure beats those meals they serve in the desert, though. Hey, I know we're supposed to eat more fiber, but since when does sand blowing into your food count as fiber? And no alcohol over there, what's that about? How the heck can you wash sand down your throat without beer? Oh, here's an OK airport, though. Lots of soldiers and sailors walking through there these days.
Many women soldiers?
Oh, yeah, plenty and all very pretty.
Glad to hear it. What about those women soldiers?
Hey, let me tell you, though, those terrorists have got to be scared to death by our female military. I mean, wouldn't you be scared of someone who could haul a 50-pound backpack, hit the bullseye of a target with a rifle, drive a tank through the desert, and all in high heels?
It's good to be here at Delavan, though.
Hey, any canteen around here?
There you go down memory lane, Bob. Those are long gone. Long gone, Bob.
Too bad.
Long gone.
Oh, too bad. Those were marvelous places. Hey, any enlisted man or woman could come in, be entertained by the top talent, and get free food served by beauties. Can you imagine all those beautiful hostesses and only servicemen are allowed? Hey, I know one guy who got dressed up in uniform so that he could get into the canteen, but they knew he was a fake because the uniform fitted him, so they threw me out.
Say, Bob, Did Lake Long Resort have a red carpet for you when you drove up to the building?
Certainly. Then the manager turned to me and said, I'm glad you're back, Hope. Now go get the vacuum.
Say, Bob, I think we need some music.
Hey, sounds great, Wendell. What should I sing?
Well, Bob, I was thinking of bringing out the Dixie Dudes.
The Dixie Dudes. They're great. But wouldn't you rather have me sing first?
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Dixie Dudes.
Baby face, you've got the cutest little baby face. There's not another one can take your place. Baby face, my poor heart is thumping. You sure started something, baby face. Well, I'm in heaven when I'm in your fond embrace. I didn't need a shove because I fell in love with your pretty baby face.
Looks like it's time for the 91.1 players, Bob.
Hey, say, that sounds great. What part am I going to play?
Oh, sure. Let me check with them. Say, what part is Mr. Hope going to have?
You mean the old guy?
Yeah, him.
Can he act?
Bob Hope was in lots of movies.
He ever win an Oscar?
Well, no.
So he's not that good.
Hey, it's Christmas. Let's just give him a part.
Yeah, okay, whatever. He can be one of the enlisted men. Here's a script.
Here you go, Bob. You're playing an enlisted man.
Enlisted man? Why not an officer?
Why not an Oscar?
Okay, I get the message. Let's get started.
The 91.1 players are proud to present Bob Joins the Army.
Well, here I am. First day in the Army. I hope it's not too rough. Say, my name is Bob. Where are you from?
What's it to you?
Nothing. Just thought I'd make conversation. What you got in your hand there?
Where have you been? It's a cell phone.
A cell phone? Where'd you get that, prison?
As a matter of fact, yeah. I'm on a prison release program. It was either spend 5 years in the Army or 5 years in prison.
Okay, what were you in for?
Well, if I tell you, I'd have to kill you.
Oh, that's, that's okay. I tend to be too nosy for my own good anyway. I'll just move on down here. And he'd probably know just how to kill me, too. Say, what about you? Where are you from?
Wisconsin.
Oh, the state with all the cows.
Yeah, right. Whatever.
How old are you? I mean, you seem too young to be in the Army.
And you seem too old to be alive.
Man, rough crowd.
All right, listen up, people. I'm your drill sergeant for the next 6 weeks. I will be your mother, father, sister, and brother. Got that?
Yeah, whatever.
You will address me as sergeant, as in sergeant. Yes, sergeant. Sergeant, no sergeant. You got that?
Sergeant, yes, sergeant.
Boy, this is a young group.
Say, you, the old one, you have something to say?
No, sir. Sergeant. Just not used to women in the Army, sir. Ma'am, I mean, Sergeant.
And you have a problem with that?
Yeah, no, I think it's great. I'd rather be looking at you than some thick-necked male sergeant.
Oh, brother. These recruits get worse and worse. Say, how the heck did they ever let you in the Army? You seem too fat, too dumb, and too old.
Well, you know, I used to be in the Army years ago. Say, but there's this clause in my discharge papers that says Uncle Sam can call me back if they decide they need me.
Didn't know things were that bad to call up guys like you. So, which Army were you in?
Which Army?
Yeah, which Army? Union or Confederate?
Say, I'm not that old.
Oh, yes, you are. But makes no matter to me. I gotta get you recruits ready to protect our country no matter where they send me. Okay, everyone, line up. Along this line on the ground. Double time.
Hey, get out of my way.
Hey, what are you...
Move over there.
Well, for Pete's sake.
What is your problem now?
Hey, just try to line up. No problem at all. None at all.
None at all. Who?
Sergeant. None at all, Sergeant.
All right, that's better. Now listen up. Everyone turn to your left. Now, what the heck are you all waiting for?
Hey, old guy, your other left.
Darn, when did they change that?
How's it coming? You figure it out yet?
Well, usually it's a different woman who asks me to turn to the left.
And which woman would that be?
Hillary Clinton.
And to the right?
Well, I gotta tell you, Sarah Palin. Hey, you know, when did women take over politics?
We're taking over to clean up the mess you guys created. After all, it's always the women that are stuck with the dirty work. Like shaping you guys up for the Army. Now, into the barracks. Left. Left. Left.
Okay, left. Here goes. Look out, Vladimir. Here I come.
Say, Bob, how about another song?
Hey, you bet, Wendell. What should I sing?
Well, I was thinking that it might be a good time to bring out the leader of the Dixie Dudes.
Hey, am I going to get to sing it all today?
Maybe later, when we're off the air.
Well, in that case, let's hear from Bill McGee, leader of the Dixie Dudes, right here.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks for having both our groups here today.
Hey, welcome, Bill. So, Bill, how about introducing the Dixie Dudes to us?
Sure. On trombone, we have Jeff Witt. Clarinet and sax, we have Scott Menifee and Sue Spindler. On tuba, Jim Nelson. On drums, Roy Miller. And on banjo and vocals, the wonderful Tom O'Brien. On piano, behind me here, we have Rebecca Talion. Guitar, we have Larry Ronsvogue. And trumpet and lead, of course, is myself, Bill McGee.
Hey, I got to ask, how long have you guys been playing?
Oh, a long time. The Dixie Dudes have been together about 9 years.
That long? And always played Dixieland?
You bet. We like bringing back these old songs. Heck, Bob, you probably remember when these songs were first played when you were in which Army was that again?
You know, I'm getting to feel a little self-conscious about my age. And you lead Bill's little big band, too, huh?
You bet, Bob. I sure do. And in that group, we have on trumpet, Mr. Mike Hackbert and myself. On trombone, we have Frank Galteri. On sax, we have Dave Beach, Scott Menifee, and Sue Spindler. On drums, Mr. Roy Miller. Bass guitar, on bass and guitar at times, Larry Ronsvoot. And on bass today, we have John. And on piano, we have Rebecca Talion.
Sounds great, Bill. Ladies and gentlemen, right here, Bill's Little Big Band. Ladies and gentlemen, Bill's Little Big Band. And now, I am proud to present one of everyone's favorite comedians, Phyllis Diller. Right here. Hey, Phyllis.
Oh, Bob, it's so good to see you again.
Hi, Phyllis. Wish I could say the same.
Well, you're no Bradley Cooper.
But at least I wouldn't be mistaken for him. One thing our audience should know about you is that you were one of the pioneers in female stand-up comics.
Yeah, and you should have seen the covered wagon I rode around in.
Oh, come on, Phyllis, you're not that old.
Bob, you know they're old when they discontinue your blood type. So, Bob, I was talking to my husband Fang the other day.
Really? You talked to him?
Well, now and then. I wouldn't want to spoil him.
I suppose he's popular these days with a name like Fang.
Oh, yeah. Everyone thinks he's some kind of vampire. But the only thing he gets blood out of is the buffalo on the head of a nickel.
Hey, of course, I gotta tell you, the rage these days is zombies.
Oh, I know. They're on TV. They're in the movies. They're in my bedroom.
Say, how are your kids?
Oh, my kids. They're great. They're great. They're doing very well. You know, I want my children to have all the things I couldn't afford. Then I want to move in with them.
I got to say, that's a heck of a retirement plan there. Say, Phyllis, could you do me a favor?
It depends, Bob. This favor doesn't involve going back to your room, does it?
Definitely not that, Phyllis. Now, I'd like you to introduce our next guest.
Okay, Bob, I can do that. Someone important, I assume?
Hey, you bet, Phyllis. Ladies and gentlemen, the village president of Williams Bay, Wisconsin, the Honorable John Mara, right here.
Well, welcome to our show, John. Glad you could make it.
Thanks, Phyllis. But I thought I was going to talk to Bob Hope.
No, the plan was for you to talk to me.
Well, okay. I can make the sacrifice. Anything for the advancement of Williams Bay.
So, John, where exactly is Williams Bay?
It's just down the road from here. From Lake Lawn Resort on western shore of Geneva Lake.
So I'd have to drive there.
Oh, yeah. It's only a few miles. Not far at all. Of course, you could take that covered wagon if you're used to that.
So, John, what's there to do in this Williams Bay place?
There's a lot to do and see for the whole family. You could go to Yerkes Observatory and see the stars.
Wait, what are you talking about? You have a star standing right next to you.
Huh?
Me? I'm a star!
Oh, yeah, you're a star. I keep forgetting.
Yeah, you and everyone else. So, any big events coming up?
Well, the big event is coming up is the Day in the Bay. It's Saturday, February 7th.
Oh, that sounds interesting, this Day on the Bay. So what all goes on?
It is interesting. All sorts of events take place. The village merchants and restaurants have great giveaways, and there's a terrific raffle with amazing prizes donated by local businesses and hotels, from dinners to rounds of golf.
Any raffles of young men?
For whom? You?
Yes, of course. Who else would I be asking about?
Well, no offense, Phyllis, but I think it's illegal in Wisconsin for such young men to be with such an old woman.
Yeah, and it's not just Wisconsin. I tend to get that everywhere I go.
We also have some great restaurants in town like Pier 290, the Shore Club, Cafe Calamari, and Lucky's Cantina. In fact, Lucky's Cantina has a weekly fundraiser for veterans.
Fundraiser for veterans. Maybe that's where I can get some men my age.
Huh? I'm not so sure about that, Phyllis.
And why not?
I don't think there are too many vets left from the Spanish-American War.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Honorable John Mara.
Once again, it's the Dixie Dudes. Thank you.
up a lazy river by the old mill run. The lazy, lazy river in the noonday sun. I linger in the shade of a kind old tree. Throw away your troubled dream, dream with me. Up a lazy river where the robin's song, a bright new morning, loaf along. Blue skies up above, everyone's in love. Up a lazy river, how happy you will be. Up a lazy river with me.
Bob?
Hey, yeah, Wendell?
There's another woman here to see you.
Another woman? She's not wearing a Walworth County Sheriff's deputy's uniform, is she?
No, she isn't, Bob.
But you're still surprised, I bet, the women are still flogging to me.
Frankly, Bob, yes, I am.
Obviously, my charm has no effect on you.
Thank goodness. Ladies and gentlemen, Helena Mara.
Welcome, Helena.
Thanks for having me on the show, Bob.
Say, I understand you're the president of the Williams Bay Women's Civic League.
That's right, Bob. Our group does all sorts of fundraising to help the young people in town with scholarships for the Williams Bay High School students and donations to the grade school and for special events like the prom and field trips.
Wow, well, what do you think about that, ladies and gentlemen? So, what kind of fundraising do you do?
Well, Bob, you should like this. A lot of the events we have revolve around food.
You're not saying I'm overweight, are you?
Oh, no, Bob, not at all. I would never say such a thing about you.
Good, I just wanted to make sure.
We've had pig roasts and pancake breakfasts, and in fact, we have a big chili cook-off coming up in February.
Hey, that sounds fun. Say, is that chili cook-off during the Day on the Bay celebration on February 7th?
Yes, it is, Bob. I guess you were listening to Phyllis Diller talking to my husband.
How can you help but not listen to him? Ed.
Which goes along with that zombie discussion you had.
So, I gotta ask you, how does this chili cook-off work, Helena?
Well, area restaurants are invited to bring chili for everyone to taste. There's a big vote, and we award three winners and an honorable mention. It's a lot of fun, and it's all to help the youth in...
It sounds perfect on a winter afternoon. Ladies and gentlemen, right here, Helena Mara. Thank you, Helena. Well, you know, the weather here in Wisconsin sure isn't like Southern California, Wendell.
No siree, Bob. It's hard to imagine what summer is like.
You know, I have to bet the Brett Hudak of the 91.1 Players can help with that. So, ladies and gentlemen, singing the song from the hit movie Frozen, In Summer, Brett Hudak right here.
Bees will buzz, kids will blow dandelion fuzz, and I'll be doing whatever snow does in summer. A drink in my hand, my snow up against the burning sand, probably getting gorgeously tanned in summer. I'll finally see a summer breeze blow away a winter storm, and find out what happens to solid water when it gets warm. And I can't wait to see what my buddies will think of me. Just imagine how much cooler I'll be in summer. The hot and the cold are both so intense. Put them together, it just makes sense. Winter's a good time to stay in and cuddle, but put me in summer and I'll be a happy snowman. When life gets rough, I like to hold on to my dream of relaxing in the summer sun, just letting off steam. Oh, the sky would be blue, and you guys will be there too, when I finally do what frozen things do in summer.
Once again, Bill's Little Big Band. Thank you.
Well, next we have a very special holiday treat for all of you that's become sort of a tradition here at Lake Lawn Lodge in Delavan for the 91.1 players. A number of years ago, my good friend Stan Freeberg wrote a script that was a spook of Jack Webb's Dragnet. It was called... Christmas Yule Net. And it went something like this.
My name's Wednesday, Joe Wednesday. My partner's Frank Jones. The chief's name is Captain Kellogg. December the 24th, Christmas Eve, they brought in a guy named Grudge. When I heard what they booked him on, my blood ran cold. It was a 409-6325-096704. Not believing in Santa Claus. 4:35 p.m. I was working the holiday watch out of Homicide with Frank.
Hang up your stocking yet, Joe?
Yeah, just before I came down. You too, Frank?
Always do. Hung it up early just in case I had to work late tonight. Wouldn't want to miss out on when Santa Claus comes, you know.
Sure wouldn't. Be a shame.
What you gonna do tomorrow, Joe? What you gonna do on Christmas? Got any plans?
Nothing much.
Why don't you come by the house, Joe? We're gonna have Christmas dinner. You know, all the trimmings. Turkey, celery stuffing, oysters maybe, chestnuts, all the trimmings. You know, cranberry sauce. Love to have you. The missus always fixes a plate of relish with them little carrot sticks, you know, olives, pickles, scallions. Most people call them green onions, but they're really scallions. Did you ever notice that, Joe?
Notice what, Frank?
How most people call them green onions, but they're really scallions.
Uh-huh, scallions.
Anytime after two, Joe. Love to have you.
Uh-huh, well, I'll see.
Love to have you.
Uh-huh, well, I'll see.
Love to have
you. Uh-huh, well, I'll see.
Mrs. always fixes a plate of relish with them little carrot sticks, you know, olives, pickles, scallions.
Uh-huh. Let's not go through that again.
Go through what, Joe?
Most people call them green onions, but they're really scallions.
Oh, you noticed that too, huh, Joe?
Homicide, Wednesday. Uh-huh. 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 Uh-huh.
What's the matter, Joe?
Bringing in a guy in a 409-6325-096704. Guy don't believe in scallions. I mean, Santa Claus. 6:29 p.m. We questioned the guy didn't believe in Santa Claus. A guy named Grudge. Says here your name's Grudge, that right?
Yeah.
Says here you didn't believe in Santa Claus. Hard to believe what you said. Did you really say that?
Sure I said it. How do you know there's a Santa Claus? You got a picture of him?
No, no mugshots.
Any fingerprints?
Uh-uh, no latent prints. I just know, that's all. Like saying there's no Easter Bunny.
That's another guy there ain't no of.
What's your story, mister?
Joe, he just said that to make me feel bad, didn't he? There really is an Easter Bunny, isn't there, Joe?
Listen, Grudge, didn't I pick you up 3 years ago on a 1492? For not believing in Columbus?
Yeah, I don't believe in Cleveland or Cincinnati either.
How about Toledo?
I ain't made up my mind on Toledo.
Okay, mister, I get the picture now. You don't believe in nothing, do you?
Nothing. And you want to know something else?
What's that?
I'm going to get up and walk right out of this room because you guys ain't got nothing on me. There ain't no law against not believing in Santa Claus.
There is in my book. Let me tell you something, mister. I'm going to prove there's a Santa Claus if it takes me all night.
Ha! Pretty funny. The police department got nothing to do.
Let me straighten you out, buddy. This one's on Frank and me, right, Frank? Right, Frank?
There really is an Easter Bunny, isn't there, Joe? You know, hippity-hopping down the bunny trail.
I took Grudge over to the helicopter, got in, flew around the city for hours. I showed him department stores. What's hurting in and out of those department stores, Grudge?
Happy people, but I ain't impressed.
I showed him stockings. How are those stockings hung, Grudge?
By the chimney with care, but I didn't hang up none.
I showed him children nestled all snug in their beds. What's dancing in their heads, Grudge?
Visions of sugar plums, but you ain't selling me. There ain't no Santa Claus.
He still didn't believe. There was only one thing left to do. My job? Get to the North Pole. I set the plane down. We walked over to Santy's workshop, rang the bell. Pardon me, sir. Can I ask you a few questions?
Why, sure. Just tickled me to death.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a brownie.
What are you doing at the North Pole with a southern accent?
Well, the boss sort of ran short of help this year, so he had to recruit a few of us brownies from the South Pole.
Uh-huh, that figures.
What a waste of time.
Could we talk to your boss, please?
Oh, he's out. You would have to come on the one night. He's out on the whole year.
What's your particular job, Mr. Brownie?
My boss has 8 tiny reindeer. My job? Feed 'em.
Yes, sir. What do you feed 'em?
Well, most times I fix up a little plate of relish. Olives, pickles, and them little carrot sticks. You know, them little old carrot sticks?
Uh-huh.
And scallions.
Most folks call them green onions, but they're really scallions.
How do you know?
Just a stab in the dark. The little man showed us through the workshop.
My boss will be back for a second load pretty soon. Say, would you all like to hear an interesting story?
Yes, sir.
Do you see that huge pile of presents over there?
Uh-huh.
Man, look at all that stuff.
Would you believe it? They're all for the same man. Been piling up here year after year.
Why didn't the guy ever get them?
Yeah, why?
'Cause he didn't believe in my boss. You know the rules.
Uh-huh, we know.
I don't suppose that there's no chance that this guy can still maybe...
Get the presents? Oh, sure. He gets them all the minute he believes. But I don't suppose he ever will.
Too bad about that guy. What's his name?
Don't say it. I don't want to know.
Come on, Mr. Brownie. What's his name?
His name? Grudge.
The brownie saw us to the door, wished us a Merry Christmas. We were heading back to the plane when it happened.
Hey!
Yeah, Grudge?
You know that guy I said I didn't believe in?
Who's that?
Santa Claus?
Yes, sir.
You think I'm too old to change my mind?
You're never too old, Mr. Grudge.
Well, then I believe in Santa Claus. And Columbus.
How about Cincinnati? And Cleveland? And the Easter Bunny?
Yeah, them too.
And Toledo?
I still ain't made up my mind about Toledo.
Look, Grudge. Up in the sky. He's coming back for the second load.
It's Santa Claus! It's Santa Claus!
There's the only guy I know can make everybody happy in one night.
Yeah, he must have the biggest heart in the whole world.
Yeah, that's about the size of it.
Hey, let's have another hand for the 91.1 players. Now, ladies and gentlemen, right here, Bill's Little Big Band. Say, Wendell, is it time for me to sing yet?
Not quite, Bob. But the 91.1 players do want you to read a part in their next skit.
Really?
Really. In fact, they want you to play the lead.
The lead? Why?
Bob, don't push it. Just take the part.
All right, I'll do it.
And now, it's Bob Hope and the 91.1 players starring in Ebenezer Bob.
You mean I play Scrooge?
I know it's typecasting, but with no Oscars to your name, take what you can get.
Mr. Scrooge, sir, could I close the window? It's so cold in here.
No, Cratchit, you can't. The cold keeps us awake. Keeps us more productive.
But I can barely hold my pencil, sir.
Just focus on your work, Cratchit.
Also, sir, I was wondering...
What now, Cratchit?
Sir, I was wondering if I could leave a few minutes early, sir.
Well, why on earth war?
Well, sir, it's Christmas Eve.
So, Christmas Eve is not a holiday. You have all of tomorrow off, thanks to another one of Mr. Obama's executive orders.
Oh, I know, sir, but I wanted to get to the stores before they close to pick up a few last things.
Eh, bah humbug, you stay and work. It's the end of the year, and we have to have the books done in a week.
Yes, sir, I understand, sir.
So good to be home, even though it's late. And I don't care what the president says, I'm working tomorrow. Who could that be at this hour?
Uncle, a happy Christmas to you.
Who are you?
Your nephew, Fred.
Oh, what do you want? Say, shouldn't you be at home with all those sniveling children you have?
I was on my way home after picking up a few last presents for Christmas morning. I stopped by to invite you to a Christmas dinner tomorrow. My wife is preparing quite the feast.
Christmas dinner? Bah, humbug. I won't be at any Christmas dinner.
Are you sure, Uncle? The children would love to have you.
Humbug, they just want more presents. Jeez, this guy should stay away from any more antidepressants.
If you change your mind, Uncle, just come by. Dinner will be at 1.
Christmas! Humbug! Hey, I gotta ask you, what is that? I just paid someone to fix the drafts in this house. Wait. What is that, Marley? Dragon Marley? It can't be you!
It isn't, you twit. It's his wife, Jeanette.
His wife? Now, wait a minute. I didn't even know he was married.
Yes, he was married, all right, the cheapskate. And you were always so worried about your money, you never even knew I existed.
So, hey, you're a ghost now, clanking around with all those chains?
That's right. And some chains, huh? 24 karat gold. I finally got what my husband would never buy me.
So I gotta ask, what are you here for? What did I do to deserve a visit from you?
Well, when the clock strikes 12, 3 visitors will show you how wrong of a life you're leading.
Oh, what's wrong with my life?
Other than the fact you're old, dumb, and fat?
Yeah.
You're cheap.
So?
So, the 3 visitors will educate you.
3 visitors? Hey, I don't think I have anything in the house for them.
Oh, don't worry. You have something for them. You!
Ah, she's gone. I must have been dreaming. O'clock already?
Bob.
Oh?
Bob Scrooge.
You talking about me?
Boy, is there another Bob Scrooge? Trust me, Bob. Like you, I've been around for a long time. And you're the only Bob Scrooge I've ever met.
Hey, good point.
Anyway, let's get this show on the road. Take my hand and I'll show you what you've missed out on. Remember this?
Yeah, sort of. Hey, isn't this the annual Christmas party of my first job?
Yes, it is. And who is that?
That's Belle. You know, she's the girl who dumped me for that good-looking guy over there.
Well, that's not quite right. Now, is it, Bob? Belle left you because you were busy with work, always keeping long hours.
But I wanted to be part of the 1%.
And that's what you're left with. Just one, yourself.
Yeah, yeah. I guess you're right. What? Oh, man, what a crazy dream. But it can't be 12 o'clock again.
Yes, it can, Bob.
Hey, say, why don't you just knock it off with that scary voice thing? Let's talk normally, okay?
No problem. I always wind up with a sore throat when I do that.
So, what are you here for?
To show you how your cheapness makes it miserable for those that work for you. Take my hand.
And where are we?
We're at the home of your trusted employee, Bob Cratchit.
Oh, Martha, my dear wife, what a lovely Christmas you've prepared for us.
Oh, yes, Mother, everything is just wonderful.
Oh, dear. Little Tim's cough just isn't getting better.
Were you able to sign him up for Obamacare?
I'm still waiting for the website to work, dear Bob.
I thought the website was fixed last year.
It was. I'm still waiting from last year.
See, Bob, if you hadn't canceled his health insurance, Tiny Tim would be well again.
Hey, I did everything I could. I even cut Cratchit's hours to under 30 a week so he could qualify for Obamacare.
That's not quite in the spirit of things, is it, Bob?
Oh, no, I guess not. Holy smokes, wait a minute. 12 o'clock again?
You know, Bob, I didn't write this script. Just go along with it, okay? It's not as though you're an Oscar-winning actor.
Yeah, okay, I get it. So where are we off to next?
Okay, Bob, let's put this together. You were visited by Christmas past, Christmas present. Take a guess who I am.
Christmas future?
Sheesh, you are sort of dumb. Take my hand and we'll be off.
Hey, where the heck are we?
Okay, Bob. Do I have to draw you a picture? Let's see, we have tombstones and graves. Where, oh, where could we be?
A cemetery.
Good call. And whose tombstone is this?
Oh, let me see here. Bob Cratchit? I thought it was Tiny Tim that was sick.
Oh, his grave is over there. Bob here died of Ebola.
Ebola?
Yes, Governor Chris Christie tried to quarantine him by telling him to shut up and sit down, but Bob was so worried about losing his job with you that he went to work anyway.
And I suppose my grave is in here someplace.
Yes, over there.
No tombstone?
No, your Fred nephew decided to keep the money because he figured you wouldn't want to spend money on a rock.
I doesn't have a point. Say, what did I die of?
Ebola, you idiot! You wouldn't send Cratchit home even though he was sweating blood. And trust me, you didn't want to see that bathroom.
All because I'm a cheapskate? I stand with Scott Walker.
That's right, Bob. All because you're a cheapskate. Are you going to change your ways, Bob?
Yes, I will. God bless us, everyone.
Hey, that's my line.
And this has been the Bob Hope Holiday Spectacular. This great show was created and written by Steve Brown and Mike Ulstrup. And as always, support for the WGTD Radio Theater comes from the Kenosha Law Firm of Aaliyah, Dumay, Dunn, and McTernan, Lakelawn Resort in Delavan, Wisconsin, and the Brown Ulstrup Performing Arts Foundation in Salem, Wisconsin. Our music was brought to us by the Dixie Dudes and Bill's Little Big Band. A very special thanks to our very special guest, the Village President of Williams Bay, the Honorable John Mara, and the President of the Williams Bay Williams Civic League, Helena Mara. The stars of today's show were Ben Abramson, Chris Brooks, Julie Burton, Siegfried Christoph, Vicky Dumay, Steve Dundas, Alexa Eves, Todd Eves, Brett Hudek, Susan Lean, Jim McClure, John Alexi, Andrew Potter, Cameron Spencer, Brooke Wegner, Evan Zolke, and Kathy Zolke. And the show was directed by Vicky Dumay. Recorded sound effects were provided by Steve Brown and our radio engineer, Dave Janzer. Today's engineer, yours truly, Steve Brown.